Hello everyone, I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Today, we will be comparing three oak trees and how God works in our lives. Through it all, we learn to trust Him. Thank you, Father, God, for every good and perfect gift comes from you. I thank you for your incredible, marvelous creation. It reflects your handiwork, your fingerprints. There are many things we can learn about you by observing it. We sense your might as we stand near a large waterfall and hear the water crashing down and feel the rumble beneath our feet. And as we stand on an ocean beach listening to the faithfulness of the waves or hear them crashing into the rocks. And we see your majesty in the mighty towering redwoods. Lord, help us to see you in the example of three oak trees as I share the story in a few moments. Thank you for what you've shown me through them. Give me the words, Lord, to say so that listeners can learn more about you. Thank you, Lord, Father. Amen.
Thank you.
Did you know that Call to Worship is a listener-supported program? Your prayer support is not only extremely important to us, but did you realize that as you pray God's blessings on our ministries with spiritual fruit, you have a part in His blessings. When His saints are edified, and as the unsaved turn their lives over to their Savior, you are to be thanked. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you. So long ago I heard a voice inside my heart, and deep within I knew each word was true. But I was young and could not see the road that lay ahead of me. So many things it seemed I had to do. Each path I took just led me further from the truth, until I saw the writing on the wall. And as I heard those words again, tearing down each fear within, the time had come to answer to His call. Just a memory, nothing's like it used to be, and I'm so glad that I can truly say
We can learn a lot from three different oak trees. Please stay tuned for details.
You have faced a mountain of desperation. You have climbed, you have fought, you have won. But this valley that lies coldly before you casts a shadow cannot overcome. And just when you thought you had it all together, you knew every verse to get you through. But this time all the sorrow broke more than just your heart, and your friends with all answers just won't do. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer, and your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He
slowly easing, you can find a greater reason to live your life triumphant through the tears. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe are enough. He's there. Answers aren't enough. There is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. Answers are enough. Answers are enough. Answers are enough. He is there. There is Jesus.
Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace.
And crown him,
crown him, crown him,
crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him,
and crown him
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today, and I invite you to listen in as we take a look at three oak trees and three seasons. Spiritually, we're a lot like trees. One scripture passage about trees really stands out to me. That's found in Psalm, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Now, that's the example I want to follow. In order to prosper, we need to make wise choices. Let me share a story of oak trees that we have. I was raised in California, and the property I grew up on had a large, huge oak tree in the backyard. It was over 100 years old. I remember climbing that tree many times. I had actually built a tree fort in its branches. It provided valuable shade during the summer, and I also remember raking a lot of leaves under it every fall. And there were always little starts growing up in the area under that tree from acorns that had fallen and taken root. Shortly after we moved to Oregon, my mother brought us some of those starts from California for our property here. Three of those survived. Two are in our front yard now. One has now grown to almost 50 feet tall. A second one, next to it, is in the shade of the larger one, and it is about 20 feet tall. A third was planted in our backyard. Watching them over the years has shown me a lot of parallels to our spiritual life. As you hear these descriptions, consider which one of the three best describes the season that you are in. The largest oak tree represents a season of strength and prosperity. It is strong, with its base about 18 inches in diameter. In the summer, its leaves provide a significant shade, and also home to a lot of birds coming and going. It is a mature tree and has stood the test of time and seen a lot of stormy weather over the years. It provides a lot of acorns, seeds, and there are starts coming up from the ground all around it. This tree has enjoyed the benefits of good soil, moderate weather, and occasional pruning when needed. Are you like this tree? Strong in your faith? Have you put out a lot of spiritual seeds, some of which have sprouted, been born again, starting their own lives? And have you provided shade, comfort to others around you, and wisdom based upon your experience in bad weather over the years? Well, a second oak tree represents a season of growth and humbleness. This tree is about half the size of the larger one. It is relatively healthy, but one of its drawbacks is the location. It is in the afternoon shade of the other, larger oak. I see one application of that factor as if it benefits from the protection that the bigger tree provides, and see it as we are in the shadow of the Almighty. It is in a humbling position, under and adjacent to the much larger one. This tree is healthy, growing, and attracting a few birds. Well, if you see yourself in this smaller tree, then recognize that you might not be as outstanding as other Christians, but you're still providing wisdom to others. Ministry. Humble yourself, and He will lift you up. You still look for opportunities to drop a few acorns along the way, and you can provide shade, comfort to those near you. Listen to James chapter 4. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. The third oak tree represents a season of testing and trials. It is the smallest of the three. It stands about 5 feet. It lives with one significant disadvantage. Although there is good soil near the top of the ground, below that is hardpan. Then, below that, are huge boulders. It really struggled for the first couple of years, and now is coming along. It comes to life each spring, growing beautiful, dark green leaves. Although it is not as big and impressive as the other two trees, it is growing, and occasionally dropping an acorn or two. Are you seeing yourself in this example, living in hard times? Like you've heard it said before, bloom where you're planted. God is using you to reach others where the other trees cannot. He will continue to meet your needs in the hard times. Psalm 92, in closing, the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high. Never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I? Never let go in every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go.
we lift our hands to the Lord, giving thanks for all that we've received. He is our home, our help in time of need. So we come to lift our voice in harmony.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we compared three oak trees to each other, while comparing them to us as Christians. One very large, mature tree, providing help to others. A second tree, half the size, but providing home to many birds. And the third, very small, struggling, but healthy. God is faithfully providing the needs of them all. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, and you don't already enjoy that, well, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, then God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow, not a given. But the offer of salvation is. When you make a decision, it's important that you tell someone. Please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools to help you grow and where you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, the first chapter of Psalm. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
Some days I lose the strength to carry on. Sometimes I find it hard to fight. Yet in the fury of my conflict, you have given me a song in the middle of my darkest night. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. When I cannot stand, I will take your hand. I will trust in you. In those times my heart has felt abandoned, I hear you promise you won't leave. So should all this world forsake me, my earthly goods be gone. In my heart I know in whom I have.
Yeah.
I find.